Show on Q105.
Happy Tuesday, 6:25. Denny and the girl, Susie. Yummy 320. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
It's Q105, of course. Cloudy, chance of scattered showers today. Possible thunderstorms. Basically a carbon copy of yesterday. High 75. 66 now. It's cumulus compound. All right, Paul, what's going on with you, dude?
Hey, man. That's about it.
That's it? That's all
dude,
you got?
Dude, you're supposed to talk like a pirate. It's
Are you sure? Yeah. I'm a little bit better. Still got a little something in the old lungies now. But,
me too. I still sound sexy, though.
Oh, for sure. No doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah, my cold is hanging on, but I went to the doctor. Have you gone to the doctor?
I have not. I'm waiting to see what you do first.
Mine is viral, so don't go.
Nah,
don't even go. Just no more low hugs. You'll be good.
Hmm. Well, it's supposed to be warm this weekend, so isn't that safe to do when it's nicer out?
I think so. All right, you can do that. You know what we're doing on Saturday? We're going to the Tiger game. Detroit.
Nice.
It's the last weekend. They're paying you to go.
When are we leaving?
It's in honor of my dad, he would have been 89 on Saturday. So my niece, she says, hey, why don't we go in honor of Grandpa? I'm like, I'm in. So we're going up there for the game, up to...
That's cool.
Oh, you mean you guys. I thought you meant we, like you and me.
No, Paul, you're
not going.
No, you're not invited. Unless you want to drive and pay for everything, and then you can go. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to do that. And they, you know, they stink, and they, you know, there's nobody... But it's still, it's just being Detroit and hanging out.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, family outing. It's cool.
Yeah, and see some of my siblings.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we're doing that on Saturday. So that means I'm going to be missing the Michigan game because it starts at 4, I think.
Okay.
But I think there's a reason why I won't be watching it because I don't think it's going to go as well as I'm hoping.
Ruh-roh.
I don't have a good vibe about that game, Michigan and Purdue.
I just don't.
Go down to Greek Town, check out some places.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're taking, you know, the kids. Oh. We're taking the kids.
So?
Oh, no.
We can go in there and check it out.
Yeah, we'll go there and get drinking.
Yeah, why not?
It's perfect.
Stay after hours and
get
shot. No,
you're not going to stay after hours, but they can
bad
they can
choices.
They can enjoy a club place.
I think the game starts at like 6. So, yeah, we might go over to Greek Town for some food.
Yeah, for sure.
So, get all a tall of that, boy and there some you food. Go. All right, so teachers, and my sister, my niece who's setting this up is a teacher, and her sister's a teacher, and I have two sisters that are teachers. I have a sister-in-law who's a teacher. I have a brother-in-law. My family's all teachers.
The force is strong in your family.
Oh, yeah, education, it's huge. Well, there's a thing up on the internet right now about teachers revealing things that they wish parents knew. All right, so this is for all the teachers out there, because I know you feel this. You know, and all the kids are back in school. A lot of kids, you know, a lot of them are pretty well behaved for like the first week, and then it's like, yeah, forget it.
Hmm.
So now that they're in weeks in, so kids are being, you know, unruly and all that other stuff. Well, teachers are speaking through the anonymous Whisper app, whether you can say anything and, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Here's some of the revelations that they wish us parents knew. How can you expect your child to care about how they do in school if you don't care how they do in school?
That's so true.
Bam!
Yep.
That's big. Here's another one. I'd say stop relying on the school to do your job as a parent.
That's true, too.
Bam!
Faux show.
Hit you right in the face. Teacher says, it's not my job to teach your child, not parent them. Why am I still changing the nappy diaper of a 5-year-old? Potty train your children.
5-year-old?
Yeah.
Ew.
See, when our kids, you know, when we lived in Georgia and then we lived in Louisiana and our kids were going to school at that young age, if they weren't potty trained, they couldn't go to school.
Right.
So I don't know what school district that is, but I thought that was pretty much, you know.
The hood.
Your kid is acting out in the classroom because you're not disciplining him at home. Is another one.
Yeah.
Look, parent, I didn't give your child a C, a D, or an F. They earned it. Don't yell at me. Yeah.
I bet you that happens, too.
What is wrong?
A lot.
See, I try to put myself in that, and, you know, like, would I ever yell at the teacher? No.
Mm-mm.
You know, my kids go, well, this teacher's hard. I'm like, so what?
Yep.
Find out a way to be successful. I mean,
yeah.
In life, you're going to have crappy bosses. You're going to have to find a way to survive, man. I'm not failing them. They aren't doing the work. Yeah. Parents spending quality time with your kids is more important than spending tons of money on them.
Ooh, piercing.
Yep. Yeah, basically.
I just wish some parents would love their kids more. Oh, doesn't that just break your heart? That just breaks your heart.
That's sad.
And the last one, if you constantly praise your child as special and more important than other people, they're either going to be really disappointed or entitled and obnoxious.
That's
true. So there you go. Okay. Just a little fire up for the teachers that we feel your pain because there's a lot of stupid parents out there and they're not doing their job. All right, 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. Coming back, we're going to start it on our Tuesday broadcast. What is the one thing about your spouse that annoys you or irks you you loathe that they don't know? That they don't know. Paul, care to share the first one? Go ahead.
Oh, well, I have sadly, I have a couple. But
well, just pick one.
We'll do the easy one first.
All right,
do
what's
the most
easy
mild.
One?
The most mild is the so. So we're going to go to, maybe we'll get some dinner. We'll go to the store. And then do you want to go with me? So...
So she stops and says that until you go, sure, I'll go.
Or something. It's always like, so.
It's just so, and then it trails off.
Yeah, it trails off, and it's so... like waiting for me to then pick up the ball or something. It's just, weird,
sentence.
Odd little thing in the vernacular.
It sounds like a tick.
It might be.
She's got a tick, among all her other awesome qualities.
Oh, plenty of awesome qualities, but it's one of those things that's, oh, okay, I'll meet you over there, or are you going to come pick me up? So...
Oh man, dude! That just
so
hearing,
what?
Just hearing you do that drives me nuts.
Oh, no, it's like,
you know what I mean?
Give me, I don't know.
Handle that.
It's just such a it's such a little thing, but so you know, it's like come on.
Just say what you want, man.
And
hey,
stop.
Look,
hit the button. There's a period. Just stop talking.
Yeah, just stop.
Oh, yeah, right.
Zip it.
Yeah.
Just put the period on there and just let it go.
I know. It's stupid and I shouldn't.
And then wait.
But,
no, that's perfect. That's exactly the kind of crap we're looking for. So the best one that you're willing to text or call in, we'll get our final pair of Matchbox 20 tickets.
Awesome.
Tonight at the zoo.
So far, I'm in the lead. Yeah.
Nice job, Paul. Yeah, right.
All right, so we'll come back with some of those. 6:30. And Susie and I are going to share ours, too. 6:32. Or Stu. Is Stu sharing it?
Yeah, there you go.
Stu doesn't have one to share yet, but
no, he's
give him
on
an
it
hour or two. Yeah.
That's Susie's alter ego, and he's got a potty mouth. All right, 6:32. Don't move. Denny and the Girls live and local on Toledo's Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com.